Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Our Lady in Doctrine and Devotion, the show dedicated to furthering the knowledge and love of the Mother of God, presented by member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Christopher Stevers, and I am joined today by our guest, Father Michael Oswald. Welcome to the show, Father.
Thank you.
Well, Father, having passed through the bitter sorrow of the Passion, we come to a period of joy and glory as we witness the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we could not fathom the depths of sorrow Our Lady experienced during the Passion, could we ever hope to fathom the joy she must have experienced at the resurrection?
Certainly. Actually, as we were saying, you know, in our last show too as well, the depth of our sorrowing of our Blessed Mother was almost incomprehensible in a certain sense. And it's hard to fathom that, but also too, the sense of the joy that she experienced too at the resurrection was almost in that kind of same vein. Although it's probably easier for us to contemplate joy than it is sorrow, just because of our fallen human nature, and because, you know, we always have to have, we like to have, I should say, that good feeling or that sense of hope. And this is certainly that the culmination then of the, you have the tinges of hope, of course, even in her sorrows, but now it's the explosion now of hope and joy. And, you know, it's the organ being now played, you know, during Easter Vigil now, and you know, that sort of, that culmination of that joy that just is there. So, yeah, we can certainly have at least an initial tinge or a feeling, I should say, of that joy that she experienced at seeing the love of her life, the center of her life, being reunited in the flesh then with him. So that certainly is a great meditation in of itself there.
Yes, I find that often the period after the resurrection gets somewhat overlooked in the spiritual life, because there's such a focus, rightfully so, on the Passion.
That is true. But again, this is why the liturgical year of the Church is so wonderful for us, because, you know, we have the Feast of the Resurrection, and then we have the 40 days then of the Feast of that, of the reminding of that. So, you know, we are walking, you know, in that time with that post-resurrection wise, and so the joy that happens there, and you know, we live the liturgical life of the Church, we follow it along, and we in a sense, although we may not necessarily outrightly maybe meditate upon it often, but it is presented to us often every year, mm-hmm. and so it does help us, it does sink in, as they say, in certain levels.
Mm-hmm. And especially here in the Northern Hemisphere, the time of year, it's just kind of a joyful, exciting time.
Yes.
So Sacred Scripture is silent regarding Our Lady at this time, but it does seem like it would be most fitting that Our Lord should first appear to Our Lady. Do the fathers and saints say anything regarding Our Lady during the resurrection, Father?
Yes, actually, a lot of them say that, for lack, you know, paraphrasing, obviously, just it just makes sense that Our Lord appear to Our Lady first. And in fact, St. Vincent Ferrer, actually, in some of his sermons, he said that many theologians determined that after the resurrection of Our Lord, he did appear to his mother first. It says the first apparition he gave was to the Blessed Virgin Mary, although the gospel does not tell us about this. And he goes on to give, as well as other saints too, but St. Vincent says three convincing reasons why we should believe Our Lord appeared first to his mother. He says, first, by divine precept, because she suffered above all others in the Passion of her Son. And so he says, Christ, by special privilege, was born of his mother so that she gave birth without pain, but all the pains of birth and death came over her in the Passion of her Son. Since Scripture says, honor your father and forget not the groaning of your mother, Christ most perfectly kept the law of honoring parents. It follows that he appeared to his mother first, who stressed more than all the others. And he goes on to another sermon, he says, he elaborated on that. He also says that another reason is the merit of her faith. Because he said the text shows the apostles.